posted on how that works out for you. I've been thinking about doing that myself. There's all kinds of advertising people wanting to do it for you, but I'm thinking you're going to be wasting a lot of money to have them do it. Anyway, I got to pull in here and get some food. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW. JW Mobile.
PNG. Yeah, so as I was saying, I could generate 2 or 3 kilowatts of power and basically, whoever built this place, some idiot, well, it's strictly speaking not incorrect, but he's got like 13 or 14 or 15 outlets on one breaker, a 15 amp breaker, and that happens to be my 2 or 3 air conditioners, radios, televisions, computers. So you know what? I think I'm going to isolate that one circuit from the rest of the panel and feed that circuit with the solar panels. And that, for all I know, might be half my electric bill. There's another outlet outside somewhere. I don't know what breaker feeds that, but... So, you know, it's not an all-or-nothing thing. I figure, you know, find certain circuits that you can disconnect from the panel and feed into the solar energy thing. And I've got the wiring to do it. I've got 100 feet of MC cable somewhere, or maybe 200 feet, like 12-gauge, you know, fairly decent cable. So, solar power project for the summer or whatever. You know, not that easy project, but something to do.
Yeah, you can bring up the current usage slowly by turning things on or turning things off and monitor the current draw on it. So a little piece at a time, not like big chunks like turning on the oven or turning on the air conditioner or the hot water heater. Those things suck it up really fast. But a light bulb or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or, you know, a radio or something like that, a power supply, that'll be interesting to see how that works out. You have to keep us updated. W4DJW.
Yeah, that was my, you know, when I had the other house in Greenville, and I had that breaker panel, and because that would have been good for that. You basically put all your high drain breakers in one section of the panel, and put all the others in another section of the panel that you can physically isolate from the rest of the panel, and that's all your lower drain stuff. Your wall outlets, your overhead lighting, that sort of thing. Obviously not your stove or dryer or water heater or things like that. So, you know, you can go partially solar. You know, isolate your lower drain stuff from the panel and have it go to your solar battery inverter generator thing. But I guess I could, I could probably do the same here.
Seem to put it on one of your DC number crunching, DC meaning distributed computing, not direct current, distributed computing projects, and while it's generating electricity, crunch numbers, but if a voltage drops below a certain value, you know, put it like an analog converter, analog to digital converter on there, and see if it drops, because you can get those MP3008 converters for like 10 cents to figure out when the voltage drops down to a certain level, your program just starts number crunching. And then when the voltage comes up above that number, it starts number crunching again. And just use the sun to do your distributed computing. I shut off my racks of pies because they were costing me about $100 a month extra in electricity. So I decided enough of that after 2 years of folding proteins trying to find the COVID vaccine. 2 years of that was enough.
Still participating in that because I've got that one Dell server that isn't doing much of anything. It's got the dual quad-core Xeon processors, and it just sits there and runs Windows 10 and does nothing. So that might be a good machine for that. But yeah, as you say, if that's the circuit I isolate from the panel and run to the solar battery system, that would work well for that. Because now you're not paying, it's as you say, you probably added another 50 or 100 bucks to your electric bill.
And the Smith, the guy that got us to come over there and do that, he works at Bank of America now. I'm sure he's still doing it because he's been doing it since the 90s. He's the one that got me into it in the very beginning, back in the early 90s, or late 80s, early 90s. So, and he never quit. I only do it, you know, when there's a big need for it and build computers for it. And then once the need has gone by, I don't usually leave him running anymore. But he does it all the time, never stops. So I'm sure he's still out there crunching numbers. Not me. I'm finding other purposes to put the pies to use. But, I mean, if it's free energy and you don't have anything else to do with it, and you can make it so that it starts when the sun comes up and stops, you know, after the sun goes down, you know, make sure you don't kill your battery. You know, hook a battery up to it so it lasts a little while after it has enough time to do a controlled shutdown. That might be a good way to use to put those solar panels to use. So at least they're not eating any hay, but they're not sitting there idle, not doing anything either.
Enough battery power that it runs day and night. Because as I said, if I decide to take that one outlet, the one circuit the idiot ran 15 outlets to, heck, that's probably half my power. So yeah, I'm gonna have to put enough batteries and to make sure that. Well, the other thing I suppose you could do too with low cost or free or almost free energy is if anyone is still doing cryptocurrency mining. You know, why waste actual power for that?
People are trying to go to green energy, use green energy to do crypto. But the more they do, the more difficult they make the algorithm to do the decoding. So, I don't know. That's a never-ending, you know, that's a never-ending well of money you got to pour into that to keep up with the... I started to do the mining, but it's just as soon as it starts to become profitable, then they make the algorithm more difficult to solve, and it becomes less profitable again. If somebody else has control over that, then that's really not a good thing to get into.
Difficulty level automatically increases the more hashing power is brought to bear, which I guess also implies the reverse. When the computing power goes down, because people are saying, the hell with this, you know, does the difficulty go down? I think the two are supposed to be tied together. But, yeah, what did I hear? Iceland or Norway or somewhere where they got either cheap hydropower or cheap geothermal power, or some of the northern states where there was a cheap hydropower from, like, Niagara Falls or something. Some of those areas that for years were part of the Rust Belt, the hardcore Rust Belt, the cryptocurrency people started moving in there because, you know, electricity could be bought for, I don't know, 2 cents per kilowatt hour or something. But eventually they probably moved back out of there.
Once the electricity becomes a non-issue, then you see mountains of burned out graphics cards. Right, expensive graphics cards. That was the next thing that happened after that, and because they just run until they died. Some of them probably didn't cool them right, didn't pay attention to them cooling. But I guess they made enough money where they didn't have to do that; they could replace them. Anyway, I'm here at home. I'm going to go inside and eat. Good talking to you. You'll have to keep us abreast of your progress with that project. Good to hear you got that project going. K2BNG W4DJW. Catch you later.
It's going to take a while because I don't have the strength and energy that I did, well, probably ever. You know, you get older and weaker and slower, and yeah, eventually it'll get done. See me in another year. Anyway, 73s, you go do what you're going to do. Talk to you later.